This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Behold the burl. Let's establish what a burl is first. It's a tree growth in which the grain has grown in a deformed way. It's commonly found in the form of a rounded outgrowth on a tree trunk or branch that's filled with small knots from dormant buds. A burl results from a tree undergoing some form of stress. It could be caused by an injury, virus, or fungus. While some of them look fairly ugly on the outside, when cut open, they are gorgeous and highly prized. In fact, they've been valued for furniture and wood sculpting for centuries. I have a picture of a really cool-looking burl in the Bigwood State Park. It looks like a woman is looking down, watching the forest. Check it out on GardenBite.com. Burl wood is very hard to work with. Its grain is twisted and interlocked, so it can chip and shatter unpredictably. On the other hand, this wild grain makes burl wood extremely dense and resists splitting, which is valued for bowls and mallets and mauls. While burls can form on any tree, some are more susceptible than others, so that means they're rare. Interestingly, these burls don't harm the tree. As for harvesting a burl, not only will it make the tree look horrible, but it will most likely kill the tree. It's important to remove the burls of a tree only after the tree is no longer living or is planned to be removed. According to Kevin Smith, a plant physiologist at the U.S. Forest Service Northern Research Station, they are so valued that they're sometimes targets of thieves. Ancient redwoods in national parks in western United States have recently been poached by thieves. Poachers often cut off the burls from the sides of the trunks using chainsaws, which exposes the tree to infection and disease. I'll have pictures of some gorgeous burls that were harvested correctly and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.